What if your retirement fund depended on understanding a single number? For millions of investors, it does. The stock market isn't just where fortunes are made and lost, it's where ordinary people transform savings into ownership stakes in the world's most powerful companies. Yet most people view it as an impenetrable fortress of jargon and complexity. The truth is simpler. Shares represent slices of real businesses, and understanding them requires no secret handshake or insider knowledge. When you buy Apple stock, you're not gambling on numbers. You're becoming a part owner of a company that produces iPhones in your pocket. This fundamental shift in perspective changes everything. The market becomes less mysterious when you realize it's simply millions of people making daily decisions about what businesses are worth. Before investing in stocks, establish your financial foundation. Maintain accessible funds for daily expenses, build savings for predictable costs, contribute to retirement accounts, and create an emergency cushion. Only invest money you can genuinely afford to lose. The stock market's volatility demands you can weather storms without panic selling at the worst possible moment. The magic ingredient isn't perfect timing. It's time itself. Compound interest transforms modest, regular investments into substantial wealth over decades. A $100 monthly investment returning 7% annually becomes $120,000 after 30 years with only $36,000 contributed. Time, not timing, builds fortunes. This patient approach allows you to ride out market downturns and capture the long-term upward trajectory that has characterized markets throughout history. Putting all your money into one or two companies is like betting your entire salary on a single lottery ticket. Even giants like British Leyland and Rolls-Royce have collapsed, proving that predicting individual company success is extraordinarily difficult. Warren Buffett dismisses diversification as protection against ignorance, but he's Warren Buffett. His exceptional knowledge is the exception, not the rule. For most investors, spreading holdings across company types, sectors, and regions provides essential protection. Start with lower-risk shares and expand gradually as your portfolio and knowledge grow. Research diligently from multiple sources rather than chasing hot tips from friends or media personalities. When everyone rushes toward the same opportunity, prices typically reflect excessive optimism rather than fundamental value. Ethical investing has evolved from niche concern to mainstream strategy. Companies demonstrating strong environmental, social, and governance practices increasingly outperform their peers. Doing good and doing well are no longer mutually exclusive, as responsible companies often exhibit better long-term management and risk awareness. Despite countless guaranteed systems, nobody consistently predicts winners. Only 25% of top-performing fund managers maintain their position the following year, with almost none remaining at the top by year three. This means borrowed tactics won't guarantee wealth. Fundamental analysis rejects the notion that markets are perfectly efficient. Instead, it asserts that businesses have calculable intrinsic worth determined by examining published accounts, evaluating return on capital, estimating future earnings and dividends, considering economic conditions, monitoring competitive position, and assessing management quality. Share prices reflect future expectations more than past performance, which explains why stocks sometimes fall after good results or rise after mediocre ones. The market has already priced in those numbers and is looking ahead. Small cap companies have historically crushed larger companies. Research shows $1 invested in small caps in 1955 would have grown to $8,200 by 2019 versus just $1,225 for large caps. This premium reflects higher risk. Smaller companies are more fragile with volatile prices, but offers substantial rewards for those willing to do the homework. Share prices reflect future expectations more than past performance, which explains why stocks sometimes fall after good results or rise after mediocre ones. The market has already priced in those numbers and is looking ahead. Small-cap companies have historically crushed larger companies. Research shows $1 invested in small caps in 1955 would have grown to $8,200 by 2019 versus just $1,225 for large caps. This premium reflects higher risk, smaller companies are more fragile with volatile prices, but offers substantial rewards for those willing to do the homework. For investors with limited capital or expertise, pooled investments offer compelling advantages. Investment trusts, exchange-traded funds, and unit trusts provide diversification and professional management under strict regulatory guidelines. Tracker funds embrace a humbling truth: consistently beating the market is extraordinarily difficult. Rather than trying to outperform indexes like the FTSE 100, they simply match them. Though management fees slightly reduce returns, investors gain diversified exposure without constant decision-making stress. Investment clubs offer an alternative where private investors pool resources and jointly make decisions. While sacrificing professional expertise, members enjoy social interaction and hands-on experience, typically investing under $100 monthly. Beyond ordinary shares, bonds represent corporate IOUs, tradable debt instruments with regular interest payments and specified maturity dates. Unlike shareholders who own companies, bondholders are lenders. They offer more security than shares and higher returns than bank deposits, with less volatility. Gilt-edged securities, bonds issued by the British government, are virtually risk-free. The UK has never defaulted since borrowing began in the 16th century. Warren Buffett called derivatives financial weapons of mass destruction for good reason. These leveraged instruments derive value from underlying securities and can generate massive profits or catastrophic losses. A $1,000 futures contract might require only $100 margin, potentially yielding $500 profit or loss from a 50% price movement, a 500% return or loss on your investment. Unlike stocks, where losses are capped at your investment, futures losses can vastly exceed your initial stake. Options offer a safer alternative, providing the right, but not obligation, to buy or sell at specified prices. Professional analysts use specific evaluation tools. The acid test ratio assesses immediate solvency by comparing liquid assets to current liabilities. The Altman Z-score predicts insolvency likelihood within 2 years with 72% accuracy. Beta measures volatility relative to the market, and the price-to-earnings ratio indicates expected growth. Technical analysis, or chartism, focuses exclusively on price patterns, ignoring fundamentals entirely to concentrate on market timing. Finding investment advice is easy. Determining which to trust is the challenge. Even basic guidance contradicts itself, from the Rothschild's quick entry and exit strategy to Buffett's long-term buy-and-forget approach. As true owners, shareholders possess significant rights most never exercise. You're entitled to financial information, votes on major decisions, and dividend payments. Rights issues let companies raise capital by offering existing shareholders discounted shares. Takeover bids typically benefit shareholders through above-market pricing. Modern trading operates electronically, with computer records replacing paper certificates. Small investors need professional dealers, established institutions, local firms, or online brokers charging $3 to $15 per transaction. Beyond broker fees, the UK government takes 0.5% stamp duty on equity purchases over $1,000. Company annual reports form the foundation of analysis. Profit and loss accounts detail performance, balance sheets provide financial snapshots, and cash flow statements show money movement. Share investing carries inherent risk, explaining its higher average returns. In bankruptcy, ordinary shareholders stand last, behind taxes, secured lenders, employees, bondholders, and preference shareholders, usually receiving nothing. Yet, quoted companies rarely fail, and losses offset capital gains tax on winners. The stock market isn't a casino. It's a mechanism for participating in humanity's productive capacity. Every share represents real people creating real products that improve lives. When you invest wisely, you're not just building wealth, you're directing capital toward businesses shaping our collective future.